Unit 6, page 64, exercises 2 and 3. Speaker A.
My room was a nightmare. I didn't know what clothes I had in my closet or what was under the papers on my desk. Then one day, I couldn't find my review notes, and it was just before an important exam. I was stressed and distracted, and I failed. I knew then that something had to change, so I decided to simplify my life. Everything I didn't need, I gave away or recycled. Organizing my room helped me organize my mind.
Speaker B.
My dad tries to get me to clear out my room from time to time. I know I'm messy, but I'm not disorganized. I just have my own system. Everything that is important is on my bed and on my desk. Everything that is not important is on the floor. And it's not a bad thing to be a bit messy. Messy people are more relaxed and creative. Think of all the intelligent people who were messy, like Steve Jobs. In fact, Albert Einstein once said that if a messy desk represents a messy mind, what does an empty desk represent?
Speaker C.
I think that advertisements encourage us to buy more than we need. But we need to think before we buy, like, do we really need this stuff? My room was permanently messy, but it wasn't because I was disorganized. It was just that I had too many things. So I decided to buy only stuff that I needed. Result? I saved a lot of money. It was easier to organize my room, and I felt good because what I'm doing now is helping the environment too.
Speaker D.
How much stuff do I have? Quite a lot. I don't mind cleaning up, but I don't like to throw anything out. I know some things aren't useful, like birthday cards from my grandparents or my old hockey shirt, but I still keep them. They have sentimental value, you see. They remind me of important people or events in my life. I don't think it's a problem to have stuff you don't use, as long as you have the space for it.